Welcome to the Kintyre Way podcast. In series one, my blind dog Jed and I walked the Kintyre Way and chatted to people along the route. In the second series, I'm branching out a little and visiting interesting places and speaking to people around about to give you a flavour of the area as a whole. It's a wonderful place to visit, whether you're walking the Kintyre Way from one end to the other or just dipping in and out during your stay. This podcast has been made possible thanks to a contribution from our wonderful Beach Clean group through Grab Argyle funding. Friends of the Kintyre Way ensure beach sections along our long distance route are kept clean and clear of plastic or rubbish, remaining wild and beautiful for everyone. If you would like to help, get in touch via thekintyreway@gmail.com. Since I last recorded, my best dog friend Jed has died. He was an old fella and it was time. Jed came to me at around the age of 6 or 7, having had a pretty grim first half of his life, thus being blind. He was a scared, defenceless, skinny scrap of a thing, but slowly learned to trust humans again. And the second 6 years of his life were full of walks, love, good smells, and his favourite thing in the world, finding discarded food and scranning it down before I could get it off him. He was the very best of dogs. Right. Back to the Kintyre Way. This episode is just a bit of an update about what's happening with the Kintyre Way at the moment. The information is paraphrased from the latest Friends of the Kintyre Way email. If you would like to go onto that email list, message thekintyreway@gmail.com. Here's the newsletter. Things are still moving forward for the Kintyre Way. Karen Tobin from Scotto, who is working with the Kintyre Way on our community consultation, provided an interim report on the findings of the survey and the community workshops at the AGM in November. Here is a summary of discussions at the AGM. November the 11th, 2023. Chairman's Report. Alan Milstead provided an overview of 2022-2023, noting an increase in the Friends of the Kintyre Way. We also enjoyed a healthy level of promotion throughout the year, noting in particular an article in the Times newspaper and the recent series of podcasts. Hello. A website is currently in place, but requires updating. Reporting on income, Mr. Milstead highlighted some generous donations had been received from walkers. Income from grants has also been received from local wind farm trusts to improve the route, and a grant has been secured from Fern and Coeur to carry out a consultation process and produce a new 5-year business plan. Advising that more trustees were now needed to take the organisation forward, Alan finished his report by sharing a particularly positive review that had been supplied by a visiting Swiss walker. He concluded by thanking Jackie Fulton, who you'll have heard a little of on Series 1, and we'll be joining her in Series 2 of the podcast while her company Bruni Bags delivers bags to walkers tackling the Kintyre Way, for her coordinating role, and Dominic Ryan of Words HQ, who also features in the first series of the podcast, walking with his lovely collie dog Star, for marketing and promotion. Karen Tobin from Scotto presented some interim results to those present at the AGM from the survey and the workshops. Feedback from a walker sent in by tour company Absolute Escapes says, "Walking the Kintyre Way is a perfect way to explore the different sides of the peninsula, and our stays were just perfect. All great locations and very friendly hosts. Although the walk was a bit tough, especially the last part, it was very rewarding. On our rest day in Campbelltown, we visited Springbank and Glengyle for a tour and did some sightseeing. Isle of Gier was very nice. We did our best to find something we could suggest to improve, but there's nothing." Friends of the Kintyre Way. A large number of friends attended the AGM. Over 2022-23, there have been meetings in all communities, plus work parties and walks over whole sections and local circular walks. An ongoing project is seeing the installation of blue discs on mile marker posts. Friends have taken part in beach cleans over 8 miles of the Kintyre Way on or close to the shore. A grant from Grab Trust for Cleans will sponsor a new podcast. That's me. Hello. Maintenance and marketing was made possible due to the support of businesses, 6 individual supporters, and walkers who provide monthly donations. Grants from wind farm trusts in all areas were awarded towards maintenance and signage. Friends have supported the merchandise income stream through purchasing of t-shirts and guidebooks. Friends help us gather statistics by chatting with walkers. Our special thanks to Sheila Oakes, who collated the stats, although there are many more. 196 walkers were noted. And on that, if you are walking the Kintyre Way, either as a end-to-end thing or just small sections, it really does help the Kintyre Way to know that that's happening so that we can add you to our statistics, which helps with grant funding and donations and really getting the walk out there. So it does feel very odd just to email the Kintyre Way at gmail.com and saying, oh, hi, I'm walking the Kintyre Way. But it would be genuinely helpful if you were able to do that. Membership details. Membership of Friends of the Kintyre Way is open to anyone interested in progress of the way. More than 100 local people have joined the group, signing up to receive regular updates and become involved in activities. The number of active volunteers or friends has increased each year. Volunteer insurance is in place, and the Friends of the Kintyre Way in 2023 have been busy on maintenance. For example, checking the state of waymarker posts, repairing posts, painting posts, cutting back vegetation, strimming and undertaking repairs on stiles, gates and bridges. Supporter businesses and individuals provide a valuable income stream through making a monthly donation by standing order. Supporters' donations range from £2 to £25. Membership details can be found on our website, thekintyreway.com. News and developments. Online donations. In April, we are able to share our donate button on our website. This will help us to keep the Kintyre Way wild and beautiful. Additional funds are, of course, always greatly appreciated to help us carry out additional maintenance on the route, and the donate button makes the process much easier. Podcasts. That's me. September saw the launch of our very own podcast, an audio guide to walking West Scotland's favourite long-distance route. The first season has a total of 7 episodes, created and hosted by Ellen Mainwood. Hello. Who is joined on her wanders by her best friend, known to many fans as Jed the Blind Cinema Dog. R.I.P. Jed. Each episode focuses on a different section and follows Ellen and Jed as they traverse the hills, forest and beaches. Guidebook. In March, we were delighted to announce the publication of the 4th edition of The Kintyre Way by Sandra Bardwell and Jacquetta McGarry. Part of the Rucksack Reader's range, this fully updated version offers brand new images, route news, improved mapping, remeasured distances and fresh content. Printed on rainproof paper throughout, the book comes in a narrow, pocket-friendly format with rugged binding, so it's ideal for taking with you on the way, as well as wonderfully detailed descriptions of the 101-mile journey from north to south. The new edition covers changes in both the route and facilities, boasts an extra 6 pages, and includes large-scale mapping. Branded merchandise. This year saw us increase our offerings of Kintyre Way branded products. All of these are available from local stockists or can be ordered via the website, thekintyreway.com. Community workshops. We recently invited anyone interested in our long-distance walking route to come along and enjoy a series of local consultation workshops. This project, led by SCOTO, which is the Scottish Community Tourism, was made possible by grant funding from the Ferncourt Community Wind Farm Trust. SCOTO had already been in positive discussions across Kintyre Way and beyond, and these culminated in 9 workshops to more closely engage with local communities. The events welcomed guests, workshops in all the communities along the route. As part of the project, we also hosted an online survey, the results of which will be reviewed and published soon. That's all the information. Thanks for listening. If you would like to know anything else about the things that I've spoken about, email thekintyreway@gmail.com. Music for the podcasts is provided by Strange Crazy.